One of the most common questions I get is, "Ty, I'm trying to grow my business. I'm trying to figure out my career. I got all this stuff in front of me, and there's so many options. I don't know what to do." And I put this book by Keller, The One Thing, high up in my recommended list because this gets to the bottom of that question. If you've ever wondered, what should I be doing with my life? Start with this book, whether it be in business or any endeavor you're trying to set out to do. And this guy comes with a lot of credentials. I mean, he built Keller and Associates, one of the largest real estate firms. He sold 1 million copies, I think, of this book. And it's not a long book. It's good news. You can get through it relatively quickly. And it's The Power of Focus is really what it comes down to. Focus, right? If you look at people who succeed, it's all about clear path. Warren Buffett, 7 years old, knew what he wanted to do. Bill Gates, 12 years old, knew what he wanted to do. Now, most of us weren't that lucky to have that natural vision. You might be listening to this and you're 80 years old or 50 years old or 20 or 30. Doesn't matter. You better start soon. Like David Ogilvy says, you only have so much time to develop skill and get good at something. And make no mistake, in a world of 7 billion people, it's competitive out there. You better have an edge. And one of those edges is understanding focus. So especially pay attention in this book to the chapters where he talks about embracing the chaos. So when you're really focused on just one thing and you start letting other things go, it feels chaotic. And he talks about how you got to get through that. Because for most people, focus, the reason you can't focus, can't embrace the chaos that comes from focus. Because when you're only focused on one thing, some other things fall by the wayside and you got to learn how to deal with that. So that's one of the great, there's many great things in this book, but that's one that stuck out to me the most. So definitely have this book on your bookshelf for the rest of your life. Read it, you know, once a year, or once every 2 years. It's a pretty quick read and it's well written. It's just a good book to have.